Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap for Wednesday, September 10th, 2025. Let's dive straight into the heart of our financial landscape. Today, we pivot our focus towards Australia's economic challenges. According to recent OECD data, Australia faces headwinds as real per capita household disposable income growth lags considerably behind the global trend. From the first quarter of 1.5 to present, Australian income growth barely pinged the radar at a mere 3.5%, dwarfed by the OECD average of 18.7%. While economists suggest that temporary factors such as tax cuts and lowered interest rates are driving a recent 2.4% income boost, challenges on our productivity horizon pose threats to this fragile growth. We are urged to mine our government policies on immigration and energy costs for answers and seek out comprehensive measures to reverse these trends. Chris Richardson, a prominent economist, warns that without such productivity improvements, a return to pre-pandemic income levels may not be possible until 2037. Moving on to the realm of financial advice, let's acknowledge the transformative wave washing over this sector. It appears today's clients value behavioral coaching over mere investment selection. Advisors, as revealed by the 2025 Value of an Advisor Index by Russell Investments, are now tasked with guiding clients to maintain a long-term focus, especially during volatile market periods. Stock picking has taken a back seat to setting proper asset allocations, and with an emerging trend among larger advisory practices to outsource investment management to specialist firms, advisors are encouraged to adapt and enhance client value. In related news, Australian Super CEO Paul Schroeder amplifies this call for super funds to provide more than just strong returns. Speaking at the National Press Club, Schroeder emphasized the need for comprehensive guidance to help Australians navigate through pension application complexities. With an added spotlight on integrating AI technology for personalized advice, Schroeder reveals Australian Super's initiative to enroll 5 million members by 2035, while echoing the focus on flexibility and equity in tax thresholds. Lastly, in the landscape of financial management, Mayfair 101 Group's approach led the group's director, James Moyney, to face an extended ban from financial promotions of 15 more years, escalating his total prohibition to 20 years. Despite Moyney's plans to appeal, the court maintains its commitment to ensuring financial stability and investor protection in light of Moyney's conduct. That wraps up our daily financial news. Don't forget to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for navigating your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. Thank you for listening to our daily wrap. And until next time, stay financially informed.